It just made me think about all of the family fights, you know, like my auntie's not talking to my mom because even my grandparents, they had like 6-7 siblings, each of them. They never talked to them. They were like, they lived right next to each other, literally. I never saw the brother of my grandpa. He just lived across the fence. Never, ever. They never spoke and they never even told us what happened. Like all of these crazy family toxic, right? That's what we get as we grow up. Our parents are like, here, my dear child, this is our family heritage. Here you go. And not here to blame them. I know that the pile my mom gave me was already much less than what she got from my grandparents. So thank you, mom, for giving me less. And I was there giving my daughter, trying to do even less than that. Like maybe, hopefully less. This is all we can do. Perfectly imperfect. Okay? Yes, I used to yell at my daughter. Welcome to the Zen Supermom podcast. The episode today is for you if you're tired, you're waiting for a break. Break from feeling guilty constantly because you know that being angry with your kids and expressing that anger in their presence is not always the most effective way of getting things done in the way and time you wanted. And you just want to feel like, oh my goodness, just please somebody give me the confirmation I'm a good mom so that I can breathe and stop feeling guilty for a while. And please tell me it's not so bad. And please, I want to know that it is possible to heal and that my kids are not damaged forever. Please give me the proof, give me the inspiration. Then the episode today is for you. Let's go. Hi, super mom or super dad. Alena here, your mommy tantrum specialist and the founder of the Zen Supermom System. And me and my team have helped hundreds of moms and dads start setting healthy boundaries with calm. And this is the first parenting podcast that is not about your kids, that shows you why none of the parenting techniques helped you stop yelling at your kids and how to control your emotions from jumping out so that you can be the safe, loving parent you wish you had growing up. This is the Zen Supermom podcast. Hi, my name is Alena. I'm the mommy tantrum specialist because I used to be a specialist at having mommy tantrums and yelling at my daughter daily. But I'm also a founder of the Zen Supermom System and team where we help moms and now even dads like me who have challenges keeping their anger under control, who want to stop yelling at their kids and who want to help them set healthy boundaries without all of that drama, okay? And because this podcast has been a lot about that drama and how to avoid the drama and pointing out all the situations when you are losing patience, like bedtime, morning routines, kids hitting you, gaming, or too much screen time. And there's so many situations when it's going wrong. And I usually have most of these podcast episodes picking up specific topics so that for the moms and dads who, it's like antennas. They catch it like, oh, this is the topic. Yes, that's me. Please give me the help. But I realized looking at the list of the episodes and the titles, it's like, oh my goodness, this is like the gloom and doom. And it was even like depressing a little bit looking at it. So I wanted to at least balance it off a little bit because I will keep talking about the things that are not going well. I will keep talking about my doom and gloom stories once upon a time when I was a yelling momzilla because I think it's still important to call it out what it is. Let's not sugarcoat it. This is not the rainbows and unicorns universe where I would just tell you, it's okay, brush it off. Your kids are resilient. They will bounce back. You know they will not. Most likely you are a kid of yelling parents. You know what marks it left on you. So we need to talk about it, how to heal it. But at the same time, what I want to talk about today is the crazy concept, actually one of the mental fitness concepts and strategies, is looking even at the bad stuff through the lens of, well, okay, I didn't get the result I wanted. Well, then what is the lesson that I need? Yeah. and what is maybe good about it, and if not good, if it's not a gift, the struggle, well, where is at least the opportunity for me? How can I create something positive out of it, if not now, then in longer term? Okay, because this is one of the mental fitness concepts, because so often we let our inner critic, judge, victim, like beat us up. Oh my goodness, you're such a terrible mom. And we totally forget to see how it can help us and our family in the long term. Okay, this is the kind of discussion, like, is the cup half full, half empty? What are we going to focus on? And the crazy idea that even from the middle of the pain and the burnout and the destruction and all of these dark things, there can be, like Phoenix flying from the ashes, it can be a new beginning. There can be something even better born out of it. That's what I want to talk about today. Yeah. So let's start first by why I know you're an amazing parent. Okay. There are several reasons for that. Even though I most likely never met you, I know there are lots of our clients as well who are listening. Hi. So you know that I know you're amazing. But if we never met, I know that even about you too. Why? Because chances are, if you're here listening to a Zen Supermom podcast, you're a parent who's like super busy and needs to be doing so many things. Most of the times so you don't get any help. So you're pressed for time. And there are probably even voices in your head telling you like how you have no time for yourself and no time to do anything. And yet, here you are listening to a podcast, looking for help. Even though you're so busy, you could be doing or listening to so many different things and you chose this one. That tells me that you're an amazing parent because you know your priorities. You know this is important enough to pay attention and create time for it. You don't have time. You create time based on your priorities. And this is one of your most important priorities because you want your kids to grow up feeling safe around you. You want them to feel that they can tell you anything. Growing up, all the mistakes, all the problems, all the challenges, because they will not be worried about your reaction. So that speaks a lot about who you are and how deeply you care and about your children, how deeply you love them. Because you know it's not about them trying to fix them into obedience, trying to punish or bribe them into being the good girl or good boy. You know there's something in you that prevents you from fully helping them develop into the human beings they were meant to be. That's why I know you're amazing. Because not all of the parents are like that. I'm not going to judge them, but I want to work with you. So that's why I'm happy you're tuning in. That's one of the reasons worthy of celebration. Not all of the kids are as lucky as yours, huh? So celebrate. Another reason for celebration is that you're not alone. And I say that, and I had to note it down because I have so many reasons for celebration. But this is one of the first things that those who join our free Mommy Tantrum training sessions that I'm doing, or even the live group sessions that I'm doing afterwards that are not recorded, that I'm doing, the first biggest aha moment, just a few minutes in, is when people start seeing the chat and comments from other participants who are commenting, like sharing exactly the same things, like struggling with the same stuff and feeling like I'm the only one because all the other moms, they either seem to have it all figured out already or they are yelling publicly at their kids and they are still thinking that's the way, like that's the discipline authority people or kids require. It's no shame even in like bullying their kids. You're not that way. And by joining these events and even listening to this podcast, seeing the number of downloads, I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only mom who was having mommy tantrums and feeling guilty and ashamed talking about it, right? That's why I'm speaking about it so openly, because I want to call out, like call into the darkness and the noise of the internet. I'm calling you because I want you to come closer and realize how many other people are standing here and listening and watching and nodding, saying, yes, it's me. Because already that feeling, that knowing that you're not alone and that there's nothing wrong with you, that alone is like taking some weight off your shoulders, isn't it? Yeah. And let's go for the next one, as I said, and this was the second reason to celebrate. You're not alone. There's nothing wrong with you. And then, as I always explain in all of my trainings, it's not your fault. Yes, it is your responsibility to clean it up. And I'm talking about that in all the other episodes. But I want you to hear me when I say it's not your fault. Because what I'm teaching always in all of my trainings, and there are moms who are signing up for several trainings and they're always hoping like, oh, I thought this one would be like different. Is it the same two things? Because you always keep talking about people need two things to stop yelling, control their anger, set healthy boundaries. Because I always phrase it in different ways to catch different people who will like respond to different challenges. It's always the same things. So then I go and tell them, well, this is the good news. You don't need more than two. I'm not going to share 1 week a training about these are the two things you need. And then next week, another two things you need. And then overwhelm everybody. Well, in surprise, in total, you need 100 parenting scripts for 100 situations because your kids are growing up in different developmental stages. You need different new things. You don't. You need two and two only. And spoiler alert, this is all I'm talking about in those trainings. So sign up for the training if you need more explanation. But as always, the number one is generational developmental trauma, like childhood trauma healing, because your anger is going all the way back to your childhood. And that's why it's not your fault that you can't control your anger with your kids, because you got emotionally frozen at the time when your parents were bullying you into obedience. So that's where your anger is jumping up at your kids now. So it's not your fault. It's not the fault of your parents either. They did the best they could. Perfectly imperfect, just like you're doing now, yelling at your kids you wish you didn't. But it's not your fault. Okay? That's the first thing I always share. The second thing, the second key to the success, to stopping yelling and raising self-confident, still respectful, obedient kids, is mental fitness. This is something that your parents couldn't teach you because they didn't know how. How to manage to stay calm even under pressure, under stress, under like heavy situations when you're an expatriate, you're living in a country you don't even speak the language, or you're divorced, separated, you're managing the kids 100% on your own, there's not even shared custody, or there is a shared custody but your ex is like a violent narcissistic person and you're worried about your kids. Like, there's so much pressure that you have to handle. And your parents, if you're here, it means your parents didn't show you how. Your parents didn't show you how to manage stress without dumping it out on your kids. Because that's when you're losing your patience most often, right? You already noticed when you're exhausted, tired, hungry, not enough sleep. That's when you're losing your patience. Otherwise, you're a nice, calm parent most of the times, right? So this is why the second piece is there. It's not just about cleaning up what your parents did to you when you were small and that they yelled at you, but it's cleaning up those automated mechanisms, ways how to deal with your emotions, how to deal with your stress that are not clearly, it's not working, not as you would wish. And it's not something you want to teach your kids how to deal with the stress when they become adults, right? That's why the second piece is there. But you understand, this is the reason why I'm, as I was starting on my celebration list, what's good about it. This is the next thing to celebrate for you. Your growing awareness. And you having the opportunity to do something that and learn something and start using healthy ways of communication that your parents couldn't teach you. Because I don't know how about you, but like, my parents didn't even speak English. Even if there was that information available somewhere publicly, I come from Czech Republic. It was even Czechoslovakia when I was little. There was very little, very limited knowledge about childhood psychology. It was really the old traditional conservative ways of parenting. I don't think my parents ever even read any parenting books. It was not a thing back then. There was no studies, no research about childhood trauma. People just thought like, well, they had bigger problems to solve, let's be honest. Most of them coming like out of their parents grew up in war. There are even so many wars around the world today. Once you're fighting for your survival, parent, you're just doing, you do whatever you have to do to make your kids survive. Like, just feed them, clean them from time to time, and like, you're on your own kids, kind of like, yeah? And you need to listen, otherwise you can get killed outside. That was parenting. They had bigger problems than parenting. It's a good thing that there's so much awareness today about mental health. This is also, thank you, COVID. There was not enough therapy. I was doing a different job before COVID. I was doing, here in Paris, I was doing on-site team building events and communication and coaching with people here in Paris. Thank you, COVID, for putting everything online. Everybody, not just the coaches and therapists, but even the clients, the people who need help. We got used to working with people online. So again, these are all opportunities that our parents didn't have, but we do. And this is the great thing about it. This is a reason to celebrate. And like your parents, you now have the tools at your fingertips. You know what's going on, you understand why. And I am giving you here every episode, I'm giving you the steps how to heal it. Yeah, that's what's great about it. Next, I was just thinking about the next one as I was talking about COVID and our parents and doing things online. And I lost the next one. I need to look at my list. Perfectly imperfect. Yes, this is the thing that I had in mind. I already started talking about it. It's generational, as I explained to you, like the reason where your anger is coming from and the reason why one of the two key pillars of the Zen Supermom method is generational developmental trauma healing is because it drops from one generation to another. It's like a family heritage. It's in our genes. Are you stressed? Are you frustrated? Are you angry for whatever reason? Just, it's okay to dump it to your kids, right? All of the relationship dynamic, all of the, it just made me think about all of the family fights, you know, like my aunties not talking to my mom because even my grandparents, they had like 6-7 siblings, each of them. They never talked to them. They were like, they lived right next to each other, literally. I never saw the brother of my grandpa. He just lived across the fence. Never, ever. They never spoke and they never even told us what happened. Like all of these crazy family toxic, right? That's what we get as we grow up. Our parents are like, here, my dear child, this is our family heritage. Here you go. And not here to blame them. I know that the pile my mom gave me was already much less than what she got from my grandparents. So thank you, mom, for giving me less. And I was there giving my daughter, trying to do even less than that. Like maybe, hopefully less. This is all we can do. Perfectly imperfect. Okay? Yes, I used to yell at my daughter. No, it was not ideal. But if I would spend the rest of my life sitting in a corner, beating myself up, feeling like a victim of my mom, and then feeling terribly guilty and suicidal because I messed up my daughter beyond point of repair, then who would benefit from that? Like, what good would that be for anybody? Like, none, right? So yes, perfectly imperfect. I'm doing the best I can, not only cleaning up my act as a mom, but then also this becomes part of my mission. That's why if you know anything about my story, that's why I completely converted and turned around my coaching business that I had before. And I did my therapy certifications and mental fitness certifications and everything on top and expanded a team. Now it's not just me anymore, because that's how I turned my pain into a mission. Into something better so that my pain, my mom's pain, would not be wasted, would not be just like this heavy dump. So how is it, going back to my initial crazy question, how is it that if you stopped feeling beating yourself up with all that guilt and shame, what could be the good thing about you having been a yelling parent, an angry parent? What positive thing, what opportunity, what worth, value could you get out of it that you could transform like that phoenix flying from the ashes? What good could come out of it? Maybe not today, maybe not next week, but maybe next year. Why would it be worth it in the end? What is it that you could teach your children also through your perfectly imperfect story? What is it that you could teach them on your mistakes? That maybe mental health is important, that getting, asking for help is important, that nobody is perfect. So therefore, my kids, you are allowed also not to be perfect. You're allowed making mistakes. You're allowed having big emotions, because even mommy, she had bad emotions, like big emotions, and she couldn't control them well. So I'm giving you permission to not be perfect, not put that pressure on you, not feel not good enough if something doesn't go the way you want. Teaching them that even if things go sideways, you can always pick yourself up and make something good out of it, maybe something even better. How often did it happen in your life that you wanted something really bad, or that you felt like you messed up, and in the end, you managed to turn it around in a way that you didn't even expect, and you're like, wow! I can tell you, not parenting related story, but my most messed up relationship, like a romantic relationship that didn't work out, I decided to go, it was when I was what, 18, 19, it was my first big love, and I was like, oh, this is going to be the guy I'm going to marry. Well, ended up not. And in order to avoid seeing him in the summer, I decided to go for an internship and work abroad for 3 months during the summer, because it was the... was it this timing? I'm mixing up the years. But basically, I was trying to avoid seeing the guy. So I decided to go for an internship abroad. Complete, like you would say, coincidence. Because I was not growing up feeling like, I want to work abroad. I was scared. I was a very shy girl in a way, very introverted. My English was okay, but not good enough to live by myself abroad. I just took it as, like, yeah, rather than feeling like a failure and trying to escape, I took it, well, what worse can happen? I'm going to get the best out of my summer being a single girl. You know the rest of the story. I never came back home. I've been living abroad since then in so many different countries. Like, that's how I met my husband, who's not Czech. Like, I would have never met him. So what great thing can you take out of your story? Maybe after you grieve the childhood you never had. Maybe after you grieve the fact that your parents were not perfect either. Maybe after you grieve all of your disappointments about your childhood and your life so far, and you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you will think, well, what is it that I can still do about this? That is not going to be like the, they call it in Czech, the price of consolation, you know, comfort. Oh, you didn't want the first, second, or third place, just don't worry, here is your potato medal, we call it. It's not golden, bronze, or silver. It's a potato medal, you know, like, so just so that you don't feel sorry. How is it that you could turn this pain of not being a perfect parent, not into a potato consolation medal, but into something even better than the golden medal, right? Into something you even had no idea where it would take you, this journey of healing. Because I can tell you, this is not just about you not being angry with your kids. Once you clean up all of that trauma, all of those mechanisms that are driving your life, all of that inner critic voice in your head that's beating you up, that victim voice in your head that's beating you up, the perfectionist who's telling you you're not good enough, controller who's telling you you're out of control, all of these trauma coping mechanisms, once you heal that up, can you imagine what's going to become possible for you? Can you start seeing that the fact that you're feeling guilty for being a yelling mom, once you stop drowning in that pain and you decide, like, yes, let's do it, and I'm going to turn it into something great, this can be the beginning of your new life. This is the opportunity that's waiting for you. Yeah. That's why it's worth it. And that's what could make then sense. It could make sense out of your entire story that I don't feel guilty. That's the truth. I don't feel guilty for yelling at my daughter. I feel sorry that it had to happen for me to finally wake up and start cleaning up my stuff. I feel sorry. If I could turn back time, like, and take it back or not do it at all, I would. Yeah, but I can't. I can't do that for my daughter. That's why I'm at least helping others do that as soon as possible. Yeah. But this is the good thing about, like, once you start healing, you stop doing those things you hate yourself for. And you see what other positive impacts it's having on yourself, on your family. Then at least you stop blaming yourself for it. You give yourself the compassion. Okay. Because you deserve it. Yeah. It's not helping anybody if you keep shaming and blaming yourself. This is the reason why it's okay to start looking in the direction of where you want to go and start looking for that positive outcome that can come even out of the pain. Yeah? Make sense? Let me check my list. That's it. And I will have to go because I'm meeting another mom who wants help. So I hope to be able to speak to you very soon, either in one of my trainings or then on those free assessment calls that I'm doing, checking with moms if it could work for them too. And until then, start flipping your script in your head. What could be good about it? What are the reasons to celebrate? What are the reasons why you are already an amazing parent? Because I know you are. So take very good care of yourself. I'm sending you big hugs. And keep that in you. Keep that light inside. It's never too bad that it couldn't be healed. It's never that bad that it couldn't get fixed. It can. Take care. Want to know why those gentle parenting techniques are not working for you? Where is that uncontrollable anger that you feel with your kids? Where is it coming from? Then download this mini book. I prepared it for you, busy, loving, but yelling super mom or super dad. Because no, it's not about learning more parenting techniques. It's not about doing classic talk therapy. It's not about more self-care time so that you can de-stress. No, there's something deeper going on. It's not even about your kids. So I compiled this mini book out of my most successful 1 hour long live training that I'm doing. I compressed it in just a few pages so that you can learn this, these two keys that you need to be able to stay calm with your kids, no matter how stressed you are, no matter how much they are pushing your boundaries, so that you know what it's going to take for you to stay calm and set healthy boundaries without yelling. Want to know how? Get that mini book now.